Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Season in London by Elizabeth Johns, Heather B. Moore, and Rebecca Connolly, performed by Sarah Zimmerman. Poor Relations by Elizabeth Johns. Chapter 1. This is my cousin, Emma Standridge, Lady Jane Wetherby said for the 100th time that evening. Also known as the poor relation, Emma muttered to herself in tandem with the greeting, as she made a curtsy in her pale pink ball gown, second-hand from Jane's first season, and not the most flattering colour for Emma's dark hair and fair complexion. A gentleman was bowing before her, and her breath caught in her throat as he actually stopped and looked down at her with a piercing stare. His eyes were the palest shade of grey, and his hair was a light shade of brown. He was wearing a red regimental tunic, adorned with gold braid and white breeches covering his well-formed legs. He presented a picture of strength and command. "Will you honour me with a dance, Miss Standridge?" Emma stood speechless, as the unexpected invitation caught her by surprise. Had he heard her, and was now taking pity on her? A sly nudge in the foot from Jane brought her back to the present. "I would be delighted, sir." She had forgotten his name. "Shelton," the man repeated. He had a particular, penetrating look in his eye. "Is the first set spoken for?" "No, sir." "Until then," was all he said as he bowed and walked away. Emma was elated and mortified at the same time. "Rumour has it he has no fortune. 'Tis such a pity," Jane said as she watched the soldier's departure, with obvious appreciation. "Is that Colonel Shelton?" "In the flesh. Mamma will be the talk of the town for securing him at her ball." Emma ignored everything past the affirmation of this being the very man of whom she had heard tell for years. She had hoped to find him, but she had not expected it so soon, nor at a ball, the very man she had come to London to see. His face was more handsome than she had imagined, despite the harsh countenance and thin purple scar running across his cheek. "Do not stare, Emma, it is gauche." How could she not stare? This was the man her brother had served under and idolized before he died. His letters had been full of nothing but Shelton. Emma had to hold back a tear as she thought of her older brother, Christopher, for whom she had just put off her mourning clothes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?